Welcome to Frugal SEO, the only SEO podcast where you can learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. In today's episode, I'll be talking about the Keyword Golden Ratio. The Keyword Golden Ratio is a formula that allows you to find long-tail keywords with fast and easy ranking potential. If it doesn't matter if you're a freelance writer struggling to get traffic, if you're a design agency trying to get more traffic, even though your website barely has time on Google, or if you're just a consultant who barely knows how to manipulate WordPress and is just trying to get his content seen by the masses. The Keyword Golden Ratio is something that can bring great traffic for you and your business in a way that defies the search engine, you could say, rules. While I do think that the Keyword Golden Ratio is sometimes stretched, for example, the creator of it says that you can rank in under 48 hours even if you have no backlinks, while I do think that I might be stretching it out, I do think that the Keyword Golden Ratio is a great thing or a great tool or a great possible feature that you can implement in your website and see great results. So if ranking in a couple of hours or a couple of days, even if you have low backlinks, is something that sounds appealing to you, tune in to this episode and don't forget to subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. So why is the Keyword Golden Ratio popular? The Keyword Golden Ratio is a data-driven strategy that is appealing because of the results it can bring to any website. In fact, with good SEO writing practices, quality content, and avoidance of common mistakes such as keyword stuffing and keyword cannibalization, the Keyword Golden Ratio can potentially help you accomplish a lot of great things. For example, you can rank without backlinks, as these are low-hanging fruit articles, which are very hard to find, meaning there's very low competition. You can also skip the Google sandbox, which is basically the concept that Google puts you in a sort of sandbox for the first, let's say, 4 or 6 months, because they're trying out what your website is about, so your content doesn't show up on Google. So what the Keyword Golden Ratio apparently does is that these keywords are so hard to find and so hard to target that since you are being so specific, you won't have problems with the Google sandbox and you will just skip it. In summary, it will help you get traffic in the short run. The third thing that the Keyword Golden Ratio can potentially help you achieve is help you rank in under 48 hours if you have a decent authority and the competition does not have a lot of authority. And the fourth thing, and this is something that will really help people who don't have a lot of time or don't have the time to buy expensive writers, is the fact that you can rank with short articles that can be written in under an hour, or you can even write it in 30 minutes if you know enough of the topic. To use the Keyword Golden Ratio, you will just need two metrics: the number of all-in titles results a keyword receives and the search volume of said keyword. This means that you'll need a keyword research tools, I'll link a list of them in the description, and you'll need to know how a search operator works. Don't worry, don't freak out yet, I'll explain to you right now. The all-in title is a Google operator that shows you the number of websites that have your target keyword in the title. This means that if I want to see how many people wrote an article titled Best SEO Strategies, I can use the all-in title operator to see the number of people who basically wrote that website. This helps you because you can find the actual competition who's targeting your specific keyword. If you're a frequent podcast listener, you know that a website that is ranking on the top page of Google, specifically on the first 3 spots, usually not only ranks for that keyword, but for hundreds or even thousands of keywords. This means that there are keywords that they are ranking for, but that they are not focusing too much on. So if you do an all-in title search, you can specifically find who's targeting your keyword and if there is actually competition for it. So how do you use the search operator? The only thing you want to do is go to Google, write all in title, colon, and then without spacing, you want to write your target keyword. So if I wanted to look how many people wrote an article titled Frugal SEO, I will have to go ahead and go on Google and write all in title, colon, and then Frugal SEO without spaces. After that search, I can find that there are 44 people who targeted that specific keyword on the title, meaning the competition is 44 websites. So now that you know how to use the all-in title feature, which by the way, I wrote a complete article on the Keyword Golden Ratio, so if you don't understand anything or just miss a couple of things, you can go ahead and read it and you can further know what I'm talking about. So for those of you who did understand, we have the number you want to write all in title, your target keyword, and then see the number of results that show up. And the second thing you want to do is go to a keyword research tool. You can go to free ones such as Ubersuggest, or you can use the 10 free searches from SEMrush, or you can go to KeySearch or Keyword Revealer. You can go to many free tools, but what you want to do is look for the search volume that your target keyword has. A very important note to have here is that for the Keyword Golden Radio to work, the search volume must be below 250 results, and the Keyword Golden Radio score should be less than 0.25. So how do you come up with this 0.25? So what you want to do is take the number of all in title results and divide it for the monthly search volume. So let me repeat, you want to go on Google, let's say you want to see how many people wrote an article about what is the Keyword Golden Radio. So you will go on Google, write all in title colon what is the Keyword Golden Radio. You get that number, let's say it's 20. Then you go to a keyword research tool and see the search volume of that specific keyword. And then you want to take that number of all in title results and divide it by the monthly search volume. For it to rank fast and have no problems in terms of competition or ranking time, you want the result to be 0.25. If it's higher than that, the ranking process will be higher. You can go higher, for example, you can go to 0.50 or 0.70, but keep in mind that the higher the result is, the harder it will be to rank in Google. So you may be asking yourself, what happens if I find a keyword that has more than 250 monthly searches? Well, the creator of the Keyword Golden Radio advises to not go for it, but I have found that if the number of all in title results is less than 63, you can still target a keyword. Why? Well, mainly because as soon as Google indexes your website, you'll rank on position 63 for that search term, meaning that you don't have a lot of competition. And let's say if you have a keyword with 1,000 monthly searches and only 63 people competing for it, is very doable as long as you do a competitor research. So now you know that the Keyword Golden Radio is basically the number of all in title results divided by the monthly search volume. But you may be asking yourself, where do I get this seed keyword from? And it's very simple. You can go to a keyword research tool and look for the questions tab. You can go to forums and see what people are talking about. You can go to social media and see what people are sharing. Or it can come from a journal that you carry with you and where you write ideas from. It doesn't really matter where the idea comes from. What matters is that you go ahead and check if it's Keyword Golden Radio compliant. And if it does, you can come to the following step. This is an extra step that the creator of the Keyword Golden Radio didn't add, but I think it's very important, and it's competitor research. Yes, even if the keyword is Keyword Golden Radio compliant, it's very important for you to go into the search engine results page and see who's ranking for it. If you're a new website and the people ranking for it are high authority websites, even if the keyword is Keyword Golden Radio compliant, you will probably not rank for it. So an extra step after you find out if the keyword is Keyword Golden Radio compliant is to go ahead, look for that keyword on Google and see who's ranking for it. If those are new websites, very easy to outrank, go ahead and write that article. Even though you can go with 500 words, I would really advise you to go over 1,000. But in summary, you want to check the competition, because otherwise you may be trying to rank for content that is pretty much unrankable. So, does the Keyword Golden Radio work? What do I think about it? How has my experience with it been? Well, the Keyword Golden Radio is basically just long tail keywords with an extra step. Traffic and low competition are essential on a long tail keyword, but wouldn't it be nice to add faster ranking to them? That's basically what the Keyword Golden Radio is. Long tail keywords with faster ranking potential and easier time to rank. As long as there's not much competition, you can take it as low-hanging fruit that deserves to have a place on your website. So that's everything for today. You know what the Keyword Golden Radio is, how to calculate it, and you know that from my experience, the Keyword Golden Radio does work as long as you check the competition. If you happen to not understand anything of what I said or you missed a couple of points, be sure to check the show notes as I'll leave the link that directs to my article, which talks a little bit more in depth about this whole thing, but also DM me on Instagram at SEOforAblog. For more SEO content and weekly episodes or even services, be sure to contact me and subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. See you on the next episode.